This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, perfect for a day at the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, while Haifa sees mild temperatures. As night falls, expect a pleasant and warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has uncovered Hezbollah tunnels under Beaufort Ridge. Ynet reports these were built to raid northern Israeli communities and they contain Iran-funded routes and weapons. That report came in 4 hours ago. Also, Jerusalem is looking to address the nuclear issue in ongoing Iran talks. JNS reports that Israel's defense minister insists IDF will not leave security zones in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and Samaria. This was reported 10 hours ago. Also this hour, former President Trump claims a U.S.-Iran deal will be signed Sunday. Times of Israel notes Israeli officials warned the terms could jeopardize Israel's security. That report is from 5 hours ago. Separately, Iran has fired missiles at Israel, marking the first such action since the ceasefire. Axios emphasizes that this could derail negotiations and reignite conflict. This report is from earlier today. And finally, a Jewish nonprofit aimed at preventing sexual abuse has lost its funding. Forward reports this happened after they spoke out for Israeli women affected by violence since the October 7th Hamas attacks. This report is from earlier this week. From X, the latest, Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reports just minutes ago about a drone alert in Eilat, likely originating from Yemen. John Spencer, a military analyst, highlighted earlier today how underground warfare is poorly understood, sharing insights from Vietnam-era tactics. Ihab Hassan, a journalist, reports that Hamas militias are targeting civilians and kidnapping members of the Shuhaiber family in Tel al-Hawa, Gaza. This was posted less than an hour ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Hezbollah tunnels discovered by the IDF. According to Ynet, these tunnels were strategically designed to facilitate raids on Israeli communities. The involvement of Iran in funding these routes raises concerns over regional stability. The discovery could escalate tensions along the northern border. Turning to the expected U.S.-Iran deal. Times of Israel notes Trump's announcement contradicts Tehran's silence. Israeli leaders are wary, fearing it might compromise their national security. The potential opening of Hormuz and the collection of uranium are key issues to monitor. This deal could reshape regional alliances and affect Israel's diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, Iran's missile launch towards Israel marks a significant escalation. Axios reports this aggressive act risks undoing months of ceasefire negotiations. Israel's response remains to be seen, but the situation threatens to reignite broader conflict. The implications for peace talks are profound, with potential impacts on regional security. On the economic front, first, Daz founder Merav Bahat is leaving Wiz following a major deal with Google. CTech reports she aims to pursue a new venture in cyber AI. This marks a shift in focus for Bahat after significant success with Daz. Separately, a high court petition challenges a tax benefits law favoring Nazareth Illit. While a business highlights allegations that the law was engineered demographically, sparking controversy over regional equity. And finally, the Bank of Israel intervened in the forex market for the first time since the pandemic. Ynet Business reports the central bank purchased $801 million to address irregular activity, signaling a proactive approach to maintaining currency stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.